It's 6:45, I'm Anthony Morneau. President Trump recently canceled cost of living increases for more than 2 million civilian federal workers. Michael Hernandez spoke with U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich about Trump's decision.
Well, I think it's important, and I want to talk about those federal workers because we have a lot of them in New Mexico. But it's important to first step back and realize that this president is feigning a concern over a fiscal crisis. I mean, this is a president who just gave $2 trillion away and promised that that money would flow into higher wages, that he would take care of working people, when all of that benefit effectively flowed to corporations who used it for stock buybacks. I mean, all of it really, it benefited the investor class, not the working class that he campaigned to. So it's hard to take this president serious when he says that he's doing something because of our fiscal challenges.
And that was scheduled to be a 2.1% pay raise for workers. When we talk about pay raises, we think of earning more money as a reward for our work, but that's not what this is. This is more stopping a cost of living adjustment to keep up with inflation, correct?
Okay. If you look back at the last 10 years, there have been a number of years where federal civilian employees have gotten 0% cost adjustments or 1%. So this is not, we need to keep a qualified, talented, competent federal workforce at the NASA facility in southern New Mexico, at our VA hospitals and clinics. These are the people who take care of our nuclear weapons complex. They're the civilian employees at White Sands. These are hardworking people, and 28% of them are former veterans. We need to make good on our promises to these workers, and we need an administration that starts not just talking like they're pro-worker, but acting like they're pro-worker and showing some respect for these folks.
How does postponing a cost of living adjustment now affect the budget, and how much money does this actually save?
Well, when you compare it to what we would save with, what the tax bill just took out of the budget, the two are not even on the same page. And that's the challenge here, is that if you're going to address our underlying budget issues, then you have to do it honestly. And you have to say that, if we hadn't given away all of this benefit to corporations and to high net worth individuals and to the investor class, then we would actually be able to make some smart decisions about our long-term budget. This to me is not about the budget.
And I just want to recap for a minute. The Senate did pass legislation for a 1.9% increase, but the House hasn't passed a measure to increase federal pay. How did the Senate arrive at that 1.9 number? And are you working with the House to come to an agreement?
There are active negotiations with the House of Representatives right now, and just in terms of trying to also finish all the appropriations on the Senate side. This is 1.9% is not an enormous cost of living adjustment. I think it's a very reasonable one, given the history that we've had for the last 10 years and our need to keep some very competent folks in the federal workforce at our ports of entry, in federal law enforcement, and in other places that we know in southern New Mexico well, like NASA and our Department of Defense.
And speaking of which, this is going to affect roughly 30,000 people in New Mexico. What response have you received from those employees in those industries that are going to be most affected?
There is a weariness with an expectation from the White House and from some members of Congress as well, that you can endlessly ask people to do more and yet not only pay them less, but also disparage them and treat them with less respect. And, in a state where we do so much for the nation, where we have great employees taking care of our veterans, we have great people at NASA doing brilliant things, where we do so much for our nation's defense in both the national lab space and the Department of Defense space, I think it's important for us to send the message that federal workers are valued. We will expect a lot from you, but we will also respect you and pay you a fair wage.
And because we're speaking of stagnant pay, the federal minimum wage has been the same since 2009. When Congress gets enough votes to pass legislation to raise the federal minimum wage, do you think they should take a page from the city of Las Cruces by automatically adding cost of living increases?
I've always felt like the right way to do that is to arrive at a number that is reasonable, that makes sure that people who are working full-time are not in poverty, and then to adjust it every year for a cost of living adjustment. Even back when I was on the Albuquerque City Council and I wrote minimum wage legislation that eventually passed, I tried to include an indexing component in there. There are some folks and some interests who like to have this political battle every so many years. I think it would be much healthier if we just had an annual adjustment based on the actual increase in cost of living.